Hi, I'm Terry Griffith. I'm here with my co-host Dee Boghetti, and we're Bark Radio.
Hey, Terry. Hey, guys. You know, I think Terry has a hodgepodge again today.
Woohoo! Yeah, it's a mishmash.
We like this. you know, sometimes we talk about one thing, but sometimes we talk about lots of things. So yeah. What's on the list, Terry?
We've got a lot of little tiny things that are all itching at my skin.
Okie dokie. What's the first itch?
So the first itch is Michael Vick and BET and the potential. Well, I guess it isn't more than potential, but the TV show they've given him. I saw that announcement come out, and it really kind of chapped my ass, so I didn't really... Yeah, I said ass. Sorry, Dee. Dee's giggling at me, but I was pretty upset. I didn't even read it for probably 2 days until I went...
Calmed down a little bit?
Yeah, I was hot.
Can't imagine.
So, you know, the premise behind it is interesting, because he's really trying to talk out, like he's... says he's trying to do with, you know, the Humane Society against fighting. I mean, the TV show was
against
dog fighting, yes. And I would maybe even buy that if he wasn't getting paid.
Right. Or if that money were going to rescue groups.
Or rescues or somewhere other than lining his pocket for fancy cars and houses.
Right.
Which there's nothing wrong with that.
And legal fees.
Well, yeah. I'm sure the lawyers made out pretty well. So that kind of chapped my butt, and there's been a little bit of a stink around the dog arena about that. I mean, there's been a lot of people talking, writing letters. I haven't decided if I was going to write a letter or not yet.
But. So this, I think I read, is going to be a documentary, supposedly.
In quotes.
Right.
Yeah, it's going to be...
I think it's a limited amount of time, like 6 to 8 weeks or something.
Yeah, I think it was 8 weeks.
And it's next year?
Yes. I haven't started at all. Yeah, it is. It is a documentary, but it's, well, documentary style. And
right.
It's going to be a lot of him talking about what he did and why he did it. Again, the premise I'm okay with.
Right.
And if he was really doing something good,
mm-hmm.
I would be okay with it.
Perhaps we need to watch it and review it.
Well, I'd hate to boost his ratings at all.
Well, they don't have to know that we're watching him. But seriously, I don't know that I can, because I might just like throw things at the television set. But the only way we'll know the content is to watch.
Maybe watch one and see
what
he does.
See what it does and see if we can bear to watch another one, if we just want to turn it off and toss him out.
Rant about it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, folks, stay tuned. You know, we will revisit Mr. Vick, I'm sure.
Well, yeah, that'd be your next tidbit.
Oh, jeez. Another one?
Well,
what
this one is
I
a
miss?
Recent one. It's more stink around the arena.
Oh, jeez.
So, Chris Rock was on Jay Leno the other night.
Okay.
And there was a passing dismissal of what Michael Vick did and between Leno and him and about the pit bulls, and it was no big deal. And it's got a lot of people, you know, with wedgies writing letters. And that I actually, after we get
good.
The recording, I'm writing a letter. But I watched it. It was insensitive.
Shame on them.
And I like Leno.
Yeah.
And I like Chris Rock.
Yeah.
But this was uncalled for.
Well, folks need to really pay attention to what comes out their mouths. I don't care who they are, but especially if they have a microphone in front of them and gazillions of people are watching them and listening to them. Because being insensitive about that issue is flat out inappropriate. And so, good. I'm glad they're getting flack.
Yeah, there's pretty good campaign, letter writing campaign
good.
Going. So, who knows if it'll make a difference, you know.
But, well, at least they will know that folks are incensed, and that's a good thing.
Yeah.
You know, that's what we're all about here in this little country of ours.
So I hear.
Yeah. So, pop me an email, Terry. I want to be able to write a letter,
too. Oh, I'll send it to you.
Thank you.
All right. Let's talk about my next most irritating thing, which is breed-specific legislation.
Somehow those are so, like, intertwined, you know?
They really are. And there's a lot going on, and I just sort of condensed a couple items that caught my attention this week.
So different parts of the country?
Different parts of the country, just two items specifically. One is in Massachusetts,
mm-hmm.
and there's a bill coming up for discussion tomorrow, which would be October 14th. It's called HB 913, and it's actually a good piece of legislation, because what it says is that insurance companies cannot change your rates based on the breed of dog that you have.
Homeowners insurance.
Yes.
Are they the first state to address that?
That's the first I've seen. I have a lot of hoopla around it, and there's been a lot of mumblings, but I've never seen any state pass it. So
that's
up tomorrow.
That's huge.
Yeah, it is. That's significant.
Oh, man. So we will revisit that, and this is going to go up for tomorrow. So hopefully folks will catch this broadcast and then pay attention to this legislation. That is so enormous, because the whole nonsense about rates going up because you have a specific breed of dog is just off the hook ridiculous.
Well, I mean, you know, we agree on this. The whole BSL thing's ridiculous. It doesn't work.
Nope.
And it's proven itself it doesn't work, and yet every podunk village in every state seems to be in, even ones that don't have dog bite problems are suddenly passing laws
because it's
new and cool.
Because we can?
Apparently. Wow. Because nobody's fighting it.
Right.
But that's actually my next piece is in Sioux City, Iowa. There are six people have gotten together and they're suing the city because they have vicious dog specific language that's not enforced
across the board.
Across the board. Thank you. Words
not
are avoiding
a problem.
It's not fairly distributed, and it's written in such a way that people aren't understanding it, and people's dogs are getting confiscated when it may not be appropriate.
Can't imagine what kind or what they look like, you know? Yeah. Can't imagine. Picking on a daggone.
Well, the ones that were mentioned were Shepherd, one Pit Bull Terrier, and a Shar Pei.
Oh, get a grip.
Yeah. Those are three that have had problems. That's three of the six families that are suing.
Good for them.
Now, the dogs have not been put down yet.
Right.
But they're paying $10 a day to keep them alive while they fight this.
And they can't get their dogs back.
Can't get the dogs back. They stay at the kennel, but they have to pay for them.
What did the dogs do?
Well, there's one, specifically the shepherd, allegedly bit someone.
Right.
But there's no record of it other than the report. So there's no medical treatment, there's no anything else, and it was a postman who said that he was bit. But if you didn't go for treatment,
right,
you're not bit.
Right. What do you do, snag your pant leg?
Yeah. So that was that one. They didn't go into a lot of detail. The Shar Pei did nip someone,
mm-hmm.
but they didn't say what the circumstances were. You know, I think that depending on the circumstances, you have to use good judgment in this stuff, right? You know, there's a difference between a vicious attack and a nip.
Right.
And they're not using any judgment. It's one bite and done. And it's not even consistent with that. So
that's outrageous. Good for the six families.
Yeah, I hope if they win, there's a precedent set.
Right.
Precedent set. And they can start in other cities doing some other lawsuits. And, you know, there's always stuff going on. You know, Denver's still kicking around whether they're going to change their BSL
pitbull
ban. Yeah, that's been going on, but they're still fighting over it. There's a lot of hoopla, even though that's 20 years and no change in the number of bites, the number of vicious attacks.
Man, I'll tell you what. Yeah, people just get on board something, and it's like a train out of control, you know?
Yeah.
Nobody's thinking, nobody's using sound judgment. Just like you said, everybody's just, let's make these laws, let's do it now. Because it's popular.
Yeah.
Not because it makes any bloody sense.
You know, the simplest thing, even the simplest logic, if you apply to this,
mm-hmm.
if they're trying to control the dog fighting and the violence mm-hmm. in certain inner city areas,
mm-hmm.
so sometimes I see some of the logic around that.
Right.
However, if you eliminate one dog, they're going to go to another dog, and to another dog,
mm-hmm.
and to another dog. This shit isn't complicated.
No.
Sooner or later, you're going to have no dogs, or
right.
they're all going to be dogs that are, you know, they're not going to be dogs that could fight. They're going to be, you know, two pound little fluffy dogs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And suddenly there's no large breeds.
Right.
And it makes me so pissed.
Well, yeah, and rightfully so, because, you know, when are we going to have sense enough as the human race to separate the evil of dog fighting and the people who make that happen from this insane legislation? Well, you nipped the postman, so now we're going to put you down.
Right.
you know, like you said, look at every case on an individual basis. And dogfighting is dogfighting, you know? It's like, throw those human beings in jail. The ones who bet on it, the ones who make it happen, the ones who breed the dogs. They're bad, evil people. You got it? And leave the daggone dogs alone.
I'm thinking other things other than jail, but we'll leave it at that.
Yeah. It's a family program.
So I hear.
Yeah. Okay, we might have to close the kids' ears at some point.
Yeah, once in a while.
Next.
Yes. Interesting book I have not read, but I have seen it out there. I think I'm going to order it. It's called Recycled Love, Fostered Dogs Have Tails Too.
Oh.
And the lady is a foster parent for dogs, and she's done about 30 dogs, and she's got a story around each one, and she's putting it together. And she's, the idea behind the book is that she's reselling it for to raise money for the fosters.
Rescues,
and stuff.
Yeah.
But it looked really good. The story looked interesting. The stories looked interesting. It, you know, her cause was good. So I'm going to check it out. Now, I haven't, like I said, I haven't ordered it yet because I just saw it today, a little bit before we started recording, but ordered on the web.
That's excellent. So we'll be having book reviews soon, guys. I told Terry I'm listening to the audiobook, the story of Edgar Sartell. And interestingly, a client of mine recommended that I read this book or listen to this book. And it's dogs intertwined in the story of a family. And stay tuned. I'm only on CD number 3 of 18, so I am far from finishing. But when I do, we'll talk about this book as well. What I love is the author has so perfectly gotten into the head of these dogs. From my experience of working with so many of them, he understands canine behavior. And he shares that in the book and intertwines it in the story. It's really fabulous.
Yeah, sounds good. I'm going to have to check it out. Borrow those CDs when you're done.
Yeah, man. We love our library. Woohoo, woohoo. All right.
All right. The last thing I'm not going to rant about, it was just something fun we did this last weekend.
Oh, what?
Well, there's an event that was held in Ashland, Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
And it was put on by a group called WAVE, and which is Working Aussies of Virginia.
And remember, folks, Terry and Vicky have a couple of Aussies.
A couple of Aussies, yeah. And it was a really good time. It was a chance to get together and try different events with your dogs. So Miss Suri got to try herding sheep.
Ooh, I so wish I had been there.
It was really neat. She did really well. And
she's a kid. She's how old?
20 months now, I guess.
And she's never met a sheep before.
Never met a sheep. Never done any of that. It was really funny because she was, you know, working the sheep, and she had met the lady taking pictures before, and so she left the sheep to run over and jump up there and say hi to her and then run back to the sheep.
Hey, lady, take my picture again. Yeah. Now I have sheep to herd. Excuse me.
But it was really cute.
That was really cool.
She responded well. And then they both did a beginner's tracking class, which was neat.
So Sparky got to track the glove.
Track the glove full of hot dogs.
Woohoo!
Yeah, that was good.
So they got to use their noses on the ground.
It was neat. It was a neat thing. I had not done it before, and I didn't realize how involved it is, and it's very competitive as a sport.
Wow.
So I don't think I'm going for the competitive, but we're going to play around with it some more.
How fun.
And then they had a rally class.
Rally obedience.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Rally obedience. That was a little slow for my dogs. They were a little bored with it.
But, and so was Dad.
So was Dad, yeah. But it was okay. It would be, you know, be something to play around with, but I wouldn't compete at that.
Right.
It's not
fast enough
for
your dogs. Not even Sparks.
Yeah, Spark was really bored. He was like, I'm going to pee on a card and leave. They have little cards you set up, which you're supposed to do at each station.
It's on a course,
on a course, yeah.
That's that. You know, he'd get kicked out for that. So he was
wouldn't like that. And then Sunday they were doing rally stuff. They had a huge rally set up there.
Wow.
Not rally, agility.
Agility.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. All day.
All day.
Wow.
Did you guys go to that?
No.
Yeah.
Well, I think the point of all this is that whatever kind of dog you have, there are really cool things out there to do with that dog.
Yeah.
And Terry and I were talking about this and just having fun with things like rally obedience. It doesn't have to be boring if you're not competing. And so we're going to set a course up in the backyard sometime soon and get all of our doggy pals over and just play. And And I really want to do that tracking with the globe thing, because I've never done that with my dogs.
I think that'd be a blast.
Yeah, man. Just set it up in your backyards, guys. Have a doggy play day.
Exactly. It'd be a good time, you know, set up some food and have a little picnic. And
absolutely. Good Gucci's time. Having a party.
Exactly.
So have a party with your dogs, folks. The weather's getting cool, at least in our part of the world. Yeah. And get them out there in the world with you. Make sure they're well-behaved. If they're not, get them in an obedience class. But, man, they deserve really great lives, right. too.
Do something with them.
Yeah, man. Take them hiking.
Exactly. There you go.
Woo! And with that?
I think we're done.
We're out of here.